Today is Tuesday, the 24th of October, 2017, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, which is my personal journal podcast, all about the inner workings of the life of a 30-something gay geek. And I talk about anything from what I had for breakfast to what is my personal coming out story to, I don't know, how to write an app for an iPhone. I'm not really sure. But anyway, welcome. And I hope everyone's doing okay. So today's episode, we're just going to do a little bit of an update on my life and how everything is going in my world and just give you a few updates on what's going on around here. And again, we're doing a car cast because I'm really enjoying these. You know, no one has really said, hey, Adam, I'm really enjoying the car cast. But actually, you know, the mic is not perfect. I feel like sometimes I get on a topic and I dwell on it too much. Like, I used to, and I still do it, when it's been a long time since I've recorded, I'll say, well, I know, guys, that I promised that I would do this many a week, and I didn't do that many, and I'm so sorry. And it kind of became a thing, right? So I'm like, you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to apologize, and I'm not going to, you know, talk about the fact that it's been forever since I recorded. And then the next episode, you know, where I miss a week or something, and I talk about that. And the car cast thing is becoming a thing that I start the show off with, you know. Well, I'm doing a car cast again, doing it from the car. But I really kind of enjoy the sounds of the road, the sounds of the blinker occasionally, like that right there, because I'm about to turn. But, you know, I'm really enjoying those. And I don't know if any of you have ever watched Star Trek. So Star Trek The Next Generation, they had this ship noise. And it's just like a, I don't know, it's like an air conditioning kind of noise, just kind of a blowing sort of noise that was always in the background behind their talking. And so the sound of the car, except, you know, my engine is louder than the Star Trek Enterprise, you know, they can go light years in minutes or seconds, and my car, you know, will go maybe max 180. Well, it has on the speedometer 180 miles an hour. I've never done 180 miles an hour, but that's what is on the speedometer. So I don't know, and it sounds like the sound of 10 Star Trek Enterprises. However, anyway, I digress. I kind of like the background noises, so. And it's very convenient to record a podcast while you're driving because I don't have to tell Mark, oh, Mark, you know, I'm going to go into the other room and record a podcast and, you know, whatever. I can just do it when I'm driving home and I don't have to worry about taking up any of our TV time or anything like that. And because it takes me roughly, I don't know, it takes me roughly 20 minutes to get to and from work. And all I'm going to do is listen to a podcast. That's what I do. So, you know, if I'm recording my own podcast, that's another good way to, you know, make good, efficient use of that time. So, anyway, there you go. I've just killed up 5 minutes of the show, once again, talking about how this is a car cast. You guys can certainly write in and let me know if these road noises are bothering you or if you're liking them. I'd love to know. And tell me what other interesting things you've done in the car. That's always fun. So I just wanted to give an update. So I know last time I ended on, you know, I booked flights for the infamous trip to the Philippines. And I mentioned, and I know the only way that I know that I talked about that is because another podcaster in Pride 48, whose name is, well, he goes by Shy Yeti, so I'll just say his name is Shy Yeti. But he messaged me on Facebook and he said, oh, you're coming over to London. We should definitely hang out. And that's the only way that I remember that's what I record, or, you know, that's what I said on that podcast. Because even though I edit them and I usually listen to them the next day, By the time I record the next episode, I have no idea what I talked about. And if I was more organized, I would go in and I would, you know, either listen to it again or I would look at the notes or something like that, you know, and then I would know what I was going to talk about. But anyway, regardless, I know that I booked the flights. And let's just say I hope those all go well because I booked them all as separate. You know, you can go in and you can tell the airline, oh, I want to do a round trip or I want to do a multi-city, you know, or something like that. And usually those are lined up pretty good so that you have a nice layover in between. And, you know, if something does happen because you purchase the tickets together, and usually it's with the same airline, they'll be really good. You know, like if one flight is delayed, they'll go in and change the, you know, put you on a different flight for the other ones. But when you book them separately as either one-way tickets or you book with multiple airlines, I have this fear that something's going to be delayed somewhere and then, I they're not going to work with me and I'm going to have to pay hundreds of dollars to get flights moved and things of that nature. So we'll see how that goes. But and the other part of it that I already talked about was, you know, originally I was like, oh, I know, I'll use frequent flyer miles to go to New York because the tickets to Manila are so much cheaper from New York. Because like from where I live, the cheapest I could get a ticket was like $1,200 round trip. And I think then I was even still having to drive to Kansas City, which is fairly, well, it's 3-hour drive away from here. So, you know, and you could get a round trip. Oop, my car just stopped. Because I let off the clutch. Anyway, so, you know, you from New York, you could get as low as $400, but between $400 and $600 for a round trip to Manila. So I'm worried about those, but I got that all booked. I've still got to do the frequent flyer mile one from here to New York. And I'm really excited, though. I'm going to see Shai Yeti. I'm going to see my ex, who I'm still friends with. I may, you know, I'm just going to tour around and do some little sightseeing, touristy things. I'm probably going to, you know, ride the same subway that I used to ride to work every day. And I'm going to probably stop by the building I used to work in and do some of that stuff. And I don't know, I may even buy a flight over to Ireland one day. I have about 5 days in London, so I'm sure I'll pack in as much as I can. I'm excited about that, and I'll see Shai Yeti, and maybe we'll record a live podcast while I'm over there. I'll go to his house and record a podcast. But, and since, you know, I'm now recording, I have a mobile studio. If I take this with me, I can record podcasts while I'm on the trip. So that'll be fun. Anyway, so I got all that done, and not, you know, I've really just been working. There hasn't been a whole lot going on. I did take my mom to see The King and I. I love older Broadway musicals, so I like the, you know, the classics, we'll call them. You know, My Fair Lady, The King and I, Cabaret, I don't know, I'm trying to think of other ones. There are Phantom of the Opera. I'm not a big fan of Cats, but anyway. In real life, you know, real Cats I'm not a big fan of either, but I'm not a fan of the show. So I really like those. So I took my mom. So we went the Performing Arts Center near me in the university town, which the name of the town is Fayetteville. It's where the Arkansas Razorbacks are, where University of Arkansas is. And they have a big performing arts center there. And I had bought tickets for my mom for her birthday. But anytime I do that, I feel like I have to get my stepdad a ticket. At the time, my grandmother was living, so I have to buy my grandmother a ticket. And, you know, then I've got to get Mark and I a ticket. And, you know, it ended up being about a $500 birthday present for my mom. But, and then my grandmother passed away, so obviously she couldn't go with us. And I didn't feel like scalping a ticket to The King and I, so that seat just remained empty. But we went, and it was really good. It was a touring Broadway company. It was actually the Lincoln Center Theater Company or something like that. So that was really good. I enjoyed that a lot. And I had seen it before, but I've only ever seen the movie with Yul Brynner, or I've seen a college production of it. So I've not seen an actual theater company, and it was really good. We enjoyed it. We went to lunch, and it was really good. And that was all we did. That was a couple of weekends ago. It was a little bit sad because we all knew that Grandma was supposed to be coming with us, and she wasn't there. But we made it through it, and we had a good time, and that was fun. And then I had the memorial service for my grandma, and I talked about that a little bit as well on the last episode. But basically, I played my trumpet there and avoided my godparents. That was basically the two things that I did there. And then I booked the flights, and then pretty much everything else has been work. And work is going through a lot of changes at work. And so it's a little bit stressful because they're making a lot of those organizational changes that you always think, oh, this could impact me. So you're trying to remain as valuable as possible so that you don't end up being one of the people on the chopping block. You know, you come in one day and they're like, oh, you know, it's not you, it's us. We've just decided that your role is not necessary for our company anymore. So we're going to remove your role. Good luck. Here's, 6 months severance package, and have a nice day. So that has not happened yet, but I'm at that precarious point where there's so many changes going on. You just know any day you could walk in and that could happen. I don't know. I hope it doesn't, because I'm not ready to move. I know that a lot of people that listen to this are not from, or don't live in, I don't know, what most people would consider more redneck or hillbilly or country sort of areas of the United States or the world. And so a lot of you live in big cities, and you're probably thinking, why would you want to live in Arkansas anyway? Why wouldn't you want to move? Well, it would be hard for Mark to move right now. And also, you know, my mom and my family's here, and so she keeps, you know, bugging me, saying, oh, please, son, don't move. Don't get a job somewhere else. And, you know, I've enjoyed living here. I tell her all the time that there's no way that we're going to live here forever. But I'm just not ready. Plus, I'm not sure that I could get a job paying as well as what I'm making right now for the type of role that I'm doing if I move somewhere else. And the cost of living is great here. So, I don't know. I think it's all good. Mark and I went to a birthday party they have group birthday parties for the Filipinos, and his birthday was in September, but there were no other birthdays in September, so they moved it to October, and we went to the party, and he cooked all day, because for some strange reasons, Filipinos, the rule is when it's your birthday, you're the one that cooks, and or you're the one that pays for the birthday party. So he had to cook all day for his own birthday party. And then we go to this party, and there's a new Filipino in the group. There's this young guy. He's in his, I don't know, probably mid-20s. And he's Filipino. And he is super cute. Like, super cute. And I think I have a little bit of a crush on him. Mark said, oh, are you, you know, your crush is going to be at this next event we're going to. And I'm like, boyfie, I don't have any crushes. We're boyfriends. That is not a thing that you do when you have a boyfriend. And he said, oh, you're allowed to have crushes. You just can't do anything about it. And so now I said, okay, well, this guy whose name is Justin is now my new Filipino crush. I said, out of the group, he's the second most attractive. Mark is the most attractive, and he's the second one. But he's Filipino and Chinese, and apparently that's a really good mix, because he's super cute, like super attractive. And they had a whole pig there, which was interesting. I've seen whole pigs. You know, now I'm thinking I've told this story. I apologize if I had. Again, I'm just trying to bring you guys up to speed with everything that's been going on in my life the past couple of weeks. So I've got to start making a list of all the topics that I talked about so I don't repeat things. But if I repeated it, if I've already said it and I'm repeating it, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. So the last thing that happened for Mark's birthday, I had bought tickets to a Bruno Mars concert, which was last night. And so for his birthday, we were driving to Little Rock, which is where the Bruno Mars concert was, and it's about 3 hours away from where we live. The problem is they put a lot of these shows in this arena in Little Rock on Sunday evenings. I don't know why they do that. So it makes it very difficult to, you know, to go to the event and then turn around and go back home to be at work the next day. But that was, you know, that was the plan. So I went to church Sunday morning. Mark went to Mass Sunday morning. And then I was really sweet though. I was super, super sweet because I thought, okay, this is his birthday weekend. Normally on Sundays, we do all of our chores. We do the laundry. Every 2 weeks, we bathe the dog. So, and Mark usually is the one that gives her a bath, and I help him dry, and I do what we call a pre-brush so we can get out any tangles out of her hair before we, you know, before we get her hair wet, because if you don't, then she has more mats. Isn't this exciting podcasting? So he does that, and then he does a majority of the laundry. I mean, he does the washing, drying, and folding, and then I put the clothes away. Probably because he just found out early that I'm a procrastinator. Early in our relationship, he found out I'm a procrastinator, and he just thought, if I don't do something, it's either not going to get done or it's going to take a really long time. So I decided, okay, well, we're going to this concert on Sunday, so we're not going to have time to bathe the dog because it happened to be dog bathing weekend, and we're not going to have time to do laundry. And Mark had some meeting that he had to go to with his friends on Friday night, so I decided I'm going to bathe the dog and then I'm going to do the laundry on Saturday. So I bathed Sydney all by myself. I did the pre-brushing, I put her in the bathtub. You know, we use Pantene shampoo. It's really good. It makes their hair really soft. And we also use Pantene conditioner, which is super. It smells really good. It makes her hair smell great. So I did that and, you know, rinsed it all out, dried her with a towel. Then I got the blow dryer and I blow dried her hair and brushed it and all that. It took about an hour by myself, which actually wasn't bad because when we do it together, that's still about the same amount of time that it takes. I figured, you know, me doing it by myself, it would take, I don't know, extra time or something like that. But I was able to get it done in about an hour. And then on Saturday, he did some of the laundry. Like, he separated the laundry into colors, you know, whites, blacks, and bright colors. He put it in the washing machine, but I did all the folding. I put everything away. I did all of that because I was being super sweet. I told him, I said, this is, you know, even though your birthday was like a month ago, this is basically a second birthday weekend for you because, you know, this is when you're actually getting your present. And so then on Sunday, like I said, we both went to church and then we did our workout. We had lunch and we didn't need to leave until about 2:00. So we got in the car at 2:00. And we drove down to Little Rock. It was kind of rainy, but we were able to get down there. And I picked a really good Japanese restaurant. We ordered way too much food like we always do. We had a slider for an appetizer. They were grilled on some kind of Japanese grill. I think it was like called Rabato or Rabatu or something like that. And then we had a pork belly appetizer. Mark had sashimi. I don't like fish, so I didn't have sashimi. And then he ordered sushi roll for his entree. And I got bibimbap, which is actually a Korean dish. But anyway, I got the bibimbap and that was good. It was way too much food, but it was good. And then we went to the Bruno Mars concert, and the Bruno Mars concert was actually really good. He's not my most favorite, but I do like his music. But anyway, I'm going to have to finish this story on the next episode because I'm out of time. So for more episodes of the show that are probably rambling and meandering just like this episode, you can go to geekygay.com. You can contact me, email adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 229-234-7587. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.